USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're going to be making a couple of stops. We'll look at some of the damage that was done. We're going to get it fixed up. We're going to help the people rebuild their businesses.
President Trump is in Kenosha, the president taking part in a roundtable on Wisconsin community safety as well. Democrats feel otherwise about the president's trip to Kenosha. Joe Biden's senior campaign advisor, Simone Sanders, telling MSNBC the president will only make racial tensions worse.
Donald Trump has done nothing but fan the flames, pour gasoline on racial tensions in this country. There is nothing to indicate that he is going to do anything different today.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he and President Trump are on board with more fiscal stimulus. Mnuchin testifying before a Democratic-led House hearing on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the real sticking point as far as a new stimulus bill goes is state and local aid.
Right now, it doesn't need to be a bailout as much as it is just an additional help to provide some stability to those local governments that have lost revenue during this unprecedented time.
Meadows speaking there on CNBC. This is USA Radio News. California saw its deadliest month of the coronavirus pandemic in August, with 3,745 deaths. California has the most cases of any state with 700,000, but is 21st in the nation when adjusting for population. Despite the record number of deaths in the state has improved on several measures. Infection and hospitalization rates are both steadily declining for over a month now. California has been one of the strictest states regarding reopening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is not appearing in public on September 1st. That's according to his campaign. The Biden campaign saying there will be a virtual fundraiser on Tuesday, but they're told not to expect any pooled movement from Biden for the rest of the day. Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf telling Fox News that the Department of Justice is investigating the heads of Black Lives Matter and Antifa over violent rioting that has broken out in Democratic-controlled cities across the United States.
Well, this is something I've talked to the AG personally about, and I know that they are working on it. Look, we've seen about 300 arrests across this country regarding civil unrest and protesting, violent protesting, I would say, criminal protesting, criminal rioting occur, about 300 arrests. About a third of those or 100 of those arrests have been in Portland specifically, and I know the Department of Justice has charged about 74 or 75 individuals there in Portland with different federal crimes, and we'll continue to see how those investigations are going. We have seen groups and individuals move from Portland to other parts of the country.
Right.
We had about 175 arrests in Kenosha. Almost 100 of them were from out of state. So we know they're moving around. We've seen them in D.C., in Sacramento, and elsewhere. They're organized. We've seen similar tactics being used from Portland and other cities across the country as well. So we know that there's organization. I know the Department of Justice is also looking at that as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.